Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, so glad to be with you today. Today, we're going to talk about systems, processes for your cleaning company, how to work on it, not in it, how to take the chaos and move it into order, which is what we as entrepreneurs do. And it's going to be a good one because I'm standing. The system I created to get off my fat butt was to buy a standing desk or one that I can move up and down with a touch of a button. It's been fantastic. So I found when I stand, there's more energy. We can have more fun. So if you're with us live, make sure you say hey in the chat, ask any questions or feedback that you've got so we can make sure this is amazing for all of you folks out there listening or watching the replay. But today, systems, processes and systems, how to get you out from under working on your business or in your business and start working on it. So the reality is so many of you guys, and this is heartbreaking. I got to tell you, as much as I love helping folks make more money and create, obviously creating systems and processes in your business will help you do that. My favorite thing to do is to give people more freedom, and systems and processes certainly will make you money, but more than anything, they will transform your business. Avery in the house coming to our live event later on. Can't wait to meet you, man. Although I think his bride is home with the kids. We got to figure that out, man. Anyway, so the reality is so many of you are busy putting out fires all day, every day, and you can't grow your business because there's too much chaos, right? You are the type of guy or gal that comes home to your spouse, you leave it 6 o'clock in the morning or 7 or whenever you get out, you get home at 6 o'clock at night and you were working all day and your spouse goes, what did you do? And you think, and you're like, I don't know what I did. I can't tell you. I just know. And then you go repeat. And for some of you, we do that for years, if not decades. So we're going to talk about how to systematize that out. So we are working on our business to make real value as opposed to in it, just putting out fires that are going to start again tomorrow. Andrew Postlovsky, I believe, in the house, one of our elite members. I can say his first name easily, his second name, not so much. All right. So the reality is not just is this costing you money, it is costing you stress and quality of life. It is costing you your ability to grow, which obviously has financial consequences, but as much, if not more than that, there is the reality that you are not bringing your gifts, what you were probably put on this earth to do. One of the reasons I love helping owners of service companies is you guys are passionate about what you do. And this isn't just about the money, right? It's about building a team. It's about serving our communities and changing lives. And all that is kind of robbed from you and your business and your family and your community when there's no systems, right? Because if there's no system, you working and answering questions and kind of doing everything is the system. And for some of you, you're really good at it, so you can still get some manner of success from a financial standpoint, but the quality of life is garbage. Some of you guys are not great at that, and you have no quality of life and no money. So we're going to talk about that today. And as always, we've kind of got to really, it's more about how we look at the problem or our business than it is what we do. So the first philosophy or perspective that we've got to shift is if I just work harder, I'll grow faster. Adriana says, growing my business from Dallas, Texas. Good to have you, sister. So that working harder will help you grow is an insidious lie, because like the worst of the lies, it has a little bit of truth in it. If you work harder, you will typically grow faster and get more success. The problem is there's a healthy kind of range of that. And then we get to the point of diminishing returns and even negative returns where you work harder. And not only do you not get farther, you go backwards because you burn out, right? If you run your engine 24/7 with no break, it will blow up. You need a system to maintain that engine, right? Where it's intentionally taken out of service for periods of time and it can have its fluids replenished and cool down, right? As humans, we are the exact same way. So working harder will help you grow. And I want to be clear for all of you guys and gals out there in Cleaning Nation that we don't have any magic pills where you give us a bunch of money, we give you these magic beans, and all of a sudden you don't have to work. That couldn't be the case. We do have the systems and processes to help you work at a reasonable amount and work on things that are going to get you a return on your time investment forever, not just, you know, I cleaned a toilet and then I had to go fix it again today, or I bought supplies, I have to go buy them again tomorrow, all that sort of stuff. Maurice in the house, good to have a Quebecer. Stephen Hayward, what's up, my friend? So we've got to remember that the working harder will help you grow truth is a truth to a level, usually 30, 40 hours a week, if maybe 50, and then it becomes diminishing returns, right? We start getting stressed out. We start running out of red line and we break down. We need a system for maintaining our own sanity. We need intentional breaks, and we need to make sure that we are systematically increasing the quality of our work, not the quantity. And to do that, we work on our business as opposed to in it. In it is cleaning, buying supplies, running payroll, yelling at employees, driving around, things that you have to do today, you have to do them tomorrow. Working on your business is the high level stuff. That's things like building systems that you build once and you get paid forever, and creating a culture that you can also kind of build once and you will continue, your business will benefit forever. Rudy Mora, shout out from Tucson. So funny, I'm here in Phoenix, Arizona, and of the tens of thousands of you in Cleaning Nation, so few are in Phoenix and very few in Tucson. So glad to have you, Rudy. All right. So now that we've blown up the whole working harder will help you grow, or kind of expanded on that so you guys know what that really looks like, the next thing is, we get this belief that is absolutely going to kill you. You just expect it. I'm the owner. Of course, everybody comes to me with everything. I'm the owner. I know everything. I solve all the problems. It is my job to put out fires. And when people don't know what to do, they should come to me. The reality is it makes you feel great at the beginning, right? Because we can solve the problems. This customer is pissed off about that. We lost the key. Whatever the case may be, we put on our Superman or Superwoman cape and we start solving problems. And the problem is it works. We're good at it, right? Most of us as owners are pretty good at solving individual problems. The problem is we create a big problem, which is all the employees come to us for everything, right? So I've got a hangnail, Mike, what do I do? I don't know how to wipe my butt. How do I do it, right? So once we create that culture of come to the boss for everything, feels great for a little bit because people come to us with problems, we solve them, boom, 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 we're knocking out problems. And maybe that even works at the beginning when you don't have the employees or when you've got a couple of helpers, but you start getting 10, 20, 30 employees, you're in for a world of hurt and you are absolutely gonna cap your growth. So the reality is, that really just makes you a choke point for your business and your ability to deal with problems over and over and over consistently day in, day out, really dictates how fast you can grow. It's a limiter on how fast your company can grow. And then also a limiter on your ability to be free, right? You could never stop working because you're always out there. Daisy Ewing, one of our, Millionaire Mastermind folks on, can't wait to see her at our live event coming up. Okay. So the reality is we got to get off of the, it's expected that everyone comes to you for everything. We need to build a culture and systems that run the business, and we run the culture and the systems, if that makes sense. Like a corollary of that is people think like, oh, if I just had a big employee manual, Mike, just give me the manual, just give me the manual, right? I think that came from The E-Myth, which is a book that I love. But people kind of thought that the panacea, the fix for everything is just a big employee manual that just tells all the employees what to do. If I just had that, everything would be great. Couldn't be farther from the truth, right? Because people just aren't, A, they're not going to read it. B, if they do read it, they're not going to memorize it. C, if they memorize it, they're still not going to act in a way that's not what they feel is in their best interest. So the reality is not that a big employee manual will solve everything. Hey, Lou, we got everyone on. Tony, one of our Next Level members. Denise, loyal listener from New Jersey. Lou, one of our enrollment coaches. I feel like it's a party now. We're starting to get this thing going. So the reality is a big employee manual is not going to solve everything because A, they're not going to memorize it. B, they're not going to read it. Never mind memorize it. C, they probably won't, they're always going to do what they want to do anyway. Right. So and then I'm not saying you shouldn't have an employee manual. I just find it as kind of the thing that the guy or gal signs, you know, for your lawyers kind of a thing. The reality is simple systems, we're going to talk about in a little bit, simple systems, the complex ones are the ones that don't work, simple ones are the ones that do work. Simple systems married with core values, i.e. attracting people that believe the important things that you believe. For us, it's have fun, make money, be real, and help out. And everyone on our team is committed and passionate about having fun, making money, being real, and helping out. And hopefully everybody out there in Cleaning Nation, certainly the ones that we accept as clients, believe in those to some degree as well. John Adams on the phone. Good to have you, buddy. So the systems won't work on their own, believe it or not. So an employee manual may outline the systems, but it's not a system. It's just a book. Systems are, where do I go to get information? Is there a YouTube channel? Is there a training membership site for our employees that I've created? Is there an employee wiki? Where do I go when I run into a problem? The cool thing is we want to start with core values, which is the beliefs. If 100% of the people on our team and every team I've ever run, they can make a decision and tell me how that decision best exemplified or was a good example of having fun, making money, being real, and helping out, they can do anything they want. There's no employee manual they need to follow, right? As long as they're having fun, making money, being real, helping out for just our company, our employees, our fellow employees, our customers, they can pretty much make any of the decision they want. The cool thing is, if I have a long, detailed operations manual, and we do have stuff written out on how to do specific things, but if I've got the best systems in the world and people that aren't committed to what I believe in, it's not going to work. And if I've got people that are committed to what I believe in with no systems, it's going to be hard, but they'll still get something done. So it's really important that we understand systems are great when you have the right people on the team to follow the systems, right? But if you got the wrong people, no systems in the world are going to fix it. And a set of systems is really how things are done here, which is culture, not just an employee handbook, right? We just write crap down. That's helpful, but we want to have videos. We want to have people how it feels, right? We might have in the employee handbook, we're all nice to each other, but if we come in and I'm like, "Hey, sit down, I'm busy." Doesn't matter what's an employee handbook, I'm living that core value, right? So we got to make sure that not only do we have systems, but the foundation of those systems is core values and people that believe in the things that are important to you in your business. So once you get that done, that will solve not all of your problems, simple systems with core values, but most of your problems will be gone, and it will allow you to work the bulk of your time, not 100%, but the bulk of your time on the business as opposed to in it. And we'll just do a quick health check for everybody out there. You can kind of check in and tell us how you're doing. And this will be a good indicator of how the systems in your company are or are not. When is the last time you took a real vacation? And a real vacation, we'll say, is 4 days or more. So you could have 2 days on the weekend, but at least 2 days that weren't the weekend. And you worked less than an hour every day you were on vacation, right? So if you had, and when I say less than an hour, you were accessible less than an hour. So even if you took 27 phone calls for 2 minutes each, that would be less than an hour, but you did it all day. When I say less than an hour, like you turned off your phone, you turned off your email, you had a real vacation. So feel free to put in the chat if you're live, but and answer for yourself if you're not live. When's the last time you took a real vacation? At least 4 days, ideally more. You were really able to disconnect and not be on the phone or the email or the text or the Facebook, whatever you have. When's the last time? Daisy says, well, Daisy, she's in our millionaire mastermind thing. Her life is fantastic. John says not in 6 years. That is so common, dude. One of my favorite things when we get people in the elite, one of my favorite celebrations is I'm taking my first vacation, my first real vacation where I'm going to go. Because here's the thing. It's Kim, another one of our millionaire mastermind. She's actually heading to Phoenix. And I think we're doing dinner with her and her husband, Jason. I'm so excited to see those guys. Today they're literally leaving for vacation, and I love Jason and Kim. They're like, "What are you talking about? We're on vacation right now. We're still listening to this thing." Cecilia Espinoza, so glad to have you here, sister. So the reality, or the reason, that's why. Beautiful Maurice, the Canadians. Every year I toss my phone out and I take a week off. Another elite member. That is fantastic. The reason that's so important is, when you are working on your business, doing the important things like culture and systems and processes and big projects, you can leave, you can work, you can be in the office, you can be on vacation, you can be on the beach, and the business is unaffected, right? If I'm creating a new system for the business, no one in the business kind of feels that I'm doing that, right? They just continue on with their life. The folks that are working in their business, when they leave, everything falls apart, right? Because the business depends on them to have specific tasks get done. So the reason the vacation question, aside from just human beings needing vacation, right? And so many of you, especially those of you that answered, "I haven't taken a vacation," like poor John in 6 years or years, you got into this business for financial freedom, but more importantly, or equally importantly, time freedom, right? So we thought we were gonna have more freedom when we left our corporate job or whatever we're doing in the real world to own our business, and we found out we had less, right? So on top of just the devastation that is emotionally, and that's not even why we started this thing, that is indicative that you are working in your business. So when you're working in your business, things depend on you to happen. And if you're not there, they don't happen. When you're working on your business, you're working on systems and processes and culture, which you don't have to do every day, right? I've got a culture in my team that's so strong. If I walk away, they're going to run without me because they're amazing human beings that believe in the same things we believe in. And we've got a culture of helping out and making money. They're going to do all those things whether I'm there or not. So a great indicator of the status of your systems is, when's the last time you took a vacation? How, what would happen to your, you know, if you take a vacation for 2 weeks, you come back, it's a parking lot, your systems all revolve around you. If you can leave for 2 weeks and come back and they're as good or better than when you were there, that means that you've got systems and you've got a real business that you can sell, that, right, isn't just an extension of you. So really, really big distinction there. And again, a parallel to that is, this is such a killer for owners. People say, you know, well, you know, I got to be there. I got to be the first one in, last one out. You know, if they don't see me working hard, no one's going to want to follow me. Couldn't be farther from the truth. The reality is, good leaders are people who inspire and influence people to be the most effective and best version of themselves, right? That version of themselves does not mean they got to work 20 hours a week. And if the leader's like, well, I got to work 20, so they'll work 15. I mean, I guess you could. That's just not how I coach you to do it. And that's a whole different culture than what we did, right? A good leader is going to want to inspire people to get the most out of the least time, right? A good leader hates having you know, a bunch of busy work where people are like, oh, the boss is here, we got to pretend to work, right? A good leader really just wants to make sure that the results, the vision that he's cast for this business is happening, and where it's happening in a way that supports the team, the employees, the customers, so nobody's getting burnt out in the process. So good leaders hate people looking busy. They hate people getting burnt out. They hate themselves getting burnt out. They want to make sure systems and processes are running their company. They're running their systems and processes. And the problem is, a lot of us think, oh, we need thousands and thousands of systems, right? There's just so much. The reality is, you need three. You need to know how to sell your service, right? That's important. Nothing happens until someone makes a sale. You need to know how to deliver that service, and then you need to have to count the things that are important, like money, right? That's really it. And I understand each of those might have subsystems below, but really everything just falls into those buckets. And when you kind of make it simpler and go, okay, this month I'm just going to work on upgrading my systems for one of those, right? We're going to do better at getting clients or getting customers or getting employees or keeping employees or upgrading the employee experience or the customer experience or counting our money or counting and tracking things, right? Really, all the systems are in that. So you don't want to make it super complex. You want to make sure that you make it kind of easy. Okay, so that's that. The next thing is that absolutely kills you when it comes to systems is, first, we need thousands. And the next belief that eats your lunch is, systems are hard, right? The reality is, they're not hard. They happen automatically without any work at all. The only thing that you have to focus on, and still not hard, is moving from I have to create systems to I just have to upgrade systems, because you already have systems. Everything that's happening in your business is a system. If you're not getting the result that you want, it's just not the right system. So the beautiful thing is, you just have to upgrade the system, and simple is better. Can't say that enough. If there's a big, complex 17, that's why I love core values. My whole business is built on, Lou, who's on the call here, or anyone else, if you can tell me how the decision you made was fun for you, fun for the customer, fun for your other teammates. We made money for the company, for yourself, and for everyone else. You were helping out both the company and the other person, and you were real. You weren't deceptive or lying, or you're exactly who Lou is. He can make just about any decision. That's just one big system. All the other systems work from there. And the cool thing is, once we've got a good team that is matched on core values, I don't have to build the systems, they build the systems. So like Lindsay, our amazing director of operations, she has so much freedom, and she's on, so I'm talking crap. I'm talking nice in front of her face. I also say nice things behind her back. So she's awesome, and I don't have to do a bunch of hand-holding. And Lou said, we wouldn't do it if we were not having fun. We do have way too much stupid fun at our company. The Slack is just constantly pinging with, you know, everyone busting everyone's chops. But the cool thing is, we can pretty much give everyone in the team lots of freedom to be like, hey, you know how to figure this out, and I don't have to micromanage. So once you hire great people and you give them, you make sure that they resonate with your core values, you just have to give them basic systems. They can figure stuff out. So once we get over, I need thousands of systems. And Lindsay's like, ah, I'm here. You don't have thousands of systems. You just need three major systems. That systems can just be little videos or just kind of the way things are done. There doesn't have to be a big operations manual. And you don't have to bear the burden of building all those systems yourself. You can empower your employees to build these systems. Once you've got all that, then you can kind of start backing off, right? So that's really kind of the key to the whole operation. Obviously, we help you do that kind of in a more structured, here's exactly what to do and when to do it. But that's the overreaching mindset and kind of perspective we need to look at to be effective. The reality is, once you get this done, not only will your business get a ton more fun, like I can't tell you how much more fun, it will be attractive to the right employees, right? When you've got systems and processes and you're organized, the right employees want to be there, but same with the right customers. And believe it or not, it becomes so much more valuable, right? I sold my last couple of companies for seven figures. A lot of the value that we had that we offered was the culture and the systems and processes. People wanted that. And as opposed to having to build it, they wanted to pay for mine, which is great. So once you get these systems and processes in, not only is your business a crap ton more fun, you will attract, not chase, the right customers, the right employees, because they all want to be a part of this thing that you've built. Your company becomes crazy more valuable. And if you want to sell it, you can do it for top dollar. And if you want to keep it, you're just poised for growth because you've got systems and processes. They're kind of like the bumper rails, like in bowling. So if you're like, holy heck, Mike, I love the way that you're thinking, but tell me what to do and how to do it. I wish I could do that in a 20-minute thing. I can't. We have systems and processes to help you get these systems and processes in place in your business. If you would like our help with that, there's a couple ways you can go. One is go to growmycleaningcompany.com. That we've got over 500 podcasts that we've done, blogs, videos, our YouTube channel, all that stuff, totally free. I would start with the video right at the top, the free on-demand training. I would sign up for that bad boy immediately. There's an opportunity to talk to one of our coaches at the end for no charge. There's nothing even for sale on the webinar or the on-demand training. And then even when you talk to a coach, there's nothing for sale on that call. We just want to make sure we hook you up. And for those of you that want to hang out and be like, oh my gosh, I want to hang with Clean Nation. I want to meet Mike. I want to meet the team. I want to see, I want to ask Lou and Lindsay if they actually have fun and make money and are real and help out and all that stuff. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/event. You can sign up for our event here in Phoenix in end of April. And then I think we might have more. So just go to growmycleancompany.com/event. If you're hearing a recording, it'll tell you when the next event is, but it's a couple $100. We're going to go over the entire Clean Profit Method. We're going to have way too much fun. It's going to be amazing. And we're going to give you all the systems you need. So if that's you, go check it out. growmycleancompany.com. Life is better with systems. Let us know how we can serve you. You guys are amazing. Talk soon. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.